It's been a warm, dry winter in Hotchkiss, Colorado, with little snowpack and temperatures about 15 degrees hotter than usual. For Doug Fritz, the chief of the fire district in this west-central part of the state, it feels like déjà vu. He saw similar conditions in 2012 during one of Colorado's most active fire seasons. IC Change spoke with him during spring of that year, and his district had already dealt with a very early fire in March.
So it was kind of unusual to have a wildfire with a full team of people working the fire and then have to deal with 8 inches of snow.
Now, 3 years later, he's thinking hard about the upcoming fire season after another early fire, this one on February 7th. It was so early, it caught him off guard.
It just kind of surprised us by the timing. In some respects, our gear is still kind of winterized, and we had a whole bunch of little things that we had to put together to switch into the wildfire season. It was a little bit sooner than we expected.
It was a small grass fire, only about an acre and three quarters. The Hotchkiss Fire District had no trouble putting it out. But Fritz wondered about the timing.
Typically, that land is under snow, and it would be too moist to burn. That probably seems like the schedule for burning is maybe a month or so ahead of schedule.
He's not the only one watching this warm, dry trend in northwest and west-central Colorado.
Temperatures along and east of the divide have been near the average so far this winter. However, once you get west of the divide, especially northwest Colorado, temperatures have been running above average for the last several months in that area.
Tim Mathewson is a fire meteorologist. Yep. Fire meteorologist for the Rocky Mountain Coordination Center just outside of Denver. Part of his job is to make predictions about wildfires, figuring out what risks they pose and where to move resources to fight them. Most of those predictions are short-term, looking ahead about 5 to 7 days. The center also does longer, seasonal predictions up to 4 months out. But those predictions are a little harder to make, so they look to the past to get an idea of what's coming.
We compare current trends to previous years where we've had slow fire seasons versus very active fire seasons.
Mathewson does see some similarities between the active season of 2012 and this year.
If you go back to 2012, March was very dry and warm. In fact, one of the driest and warmest on records across Colorado. And what we know about our very active fire seasons is that they typically start early.
But, he says, it's still a little too early to know if this fire season is one to worry about. Spring is a critical time for the state, and that's especially true for the area around Hotchkiss. If the state gets plenty of precipitation between now and May, Mathewson doesn't expect to worry.
March, April, and May typically are wet months. This period can determine really the outcome of our fire season. Obviously, if spring turns out dry, we usually start fire season early, and it can be rather busy.
Doug Fritz, the Hotchkiss fire chief, also isn't too concerned. Yet. But if fires like this February grass fire keep cropping up in March and April,
that's going to be a bigger indication of what we're going to look like in June and July. And typically, our biggest fires have been in the first week in July.
He's right. A fire in February, a fire in March does not typically indicate a busy or busier than average fire season across Colorado. If West Central, Northwest Colorado continue on their dry path, then I would say, yeah, they should be planning for a very busy fire season in that part of the state.
But even if Hotchkiss gets plenty of spring rain, Doug Fritz knows it only takes one wildfire to make a bad season.
If the wildfire happens to you, in your town, in your community, you had a bad wildfire year. So if you put it on the personal level versus the big picture level, the wildfire risk is always right there on your doorstep.
Fritz and his fire district spend about 50 to 60% of their time preparing for wildfire. And that February grass fire could just be an early warm-up. For IC Change in Boulder, Colorado, I'm Laura Krantz.